Comfort food is about the feelings, usually tied to something nostalgic or sentimental. It's Nana's mac and cheese, your uncle's famous kitchen sink burritos, or that tomato sauce you and your old roommate whipped up by accident that one night you finally cleaned out the fridge. Traditionally, comfort food includes one, if not all, of the following: sauce, noodles, rice, cheese, and/or meat. In this module, however, we're going to learn the tricks behind creating the decadent cheesiness, meatiness, and/or creaminess that most eaters expect when the words comfort food come to mind. The way we do it simply adds more variety to your cooking toolbox, whether you love burgers or broccoli. So, if you're an omnivore, use your bag of tricks and ours. If you add that most important ingredient, love, into a dish and season it with your cooking skills and creativity, you can't go wrong. As you likely now know, it's easy to whip up recipe-free meals on the fly if you batch cook in advance. As you work through this module, not only think about batch cooking for your future self, but also think outside of the box every time you cook. Just because something's called a dressing doesn't mean you can't use it as a sauce. Just because it's called a sauce doesn't mean you can't use it as a condiment, dip, or soup seasoning. Make your own rules. If it tastes good, try it in a wrap, on a veggie burger, or a pizza crust. Toss some with a salad, roasted veggies, cooked grains, or legumes. Warm it, serve at room temp, or chilled. Imagine how versatile an ingredient or prepared recipe could be if you unlearn a few rules or forget about what something is called. This break the rules approach is how we've created the very alternatives we're about to share. Imagine what you can come up with. For myriad reasons, many taking this course are looking for alternatives to meat, dairy, and gluten. And in this module, you'll learn how to use a variety of plant-based ingredients and incorporate cooking techniques to create the flavors and textures that these ingredients bring to a comforting dish. But our alternatives are so much more than just replacements. They do have properties that can be used creatively in all sorts of dishes. So open up your imagination. It's empowering when you can confidently cook for all dietary inclinations at the table. This module will help you cover many bases without stress. And whether you're something free or not, odds are that you'll cook for someone who is at some point. Knowing what to cook not only makes them feel cared for, which will make you feel good, but it can keep the focus of a gathering on the memory making, not the labels. Approach dietary differences as an opportunity to create and cook something new. The versatility of plant-based foods can not only surprise you, but they can add variety and creative possibilities for cooking and meal planning for a lifetime. Lesson action. Select a favorite comfort food recipe that uses traditional ingredients, preferably one that has special meaning to you, and grab your cooking journal. Using what you've learned so far in this course and what you'll learn in this module, adjust the recipe to use the alternative ingredients and techniques you're now familiar with as substitutions. Share your creation with friends, family, or the course community if you like. We'd love to see what you come up with.